This learning module is entitled Using the Windows Help Dialog. This lesson will introduce you to the controls within the Windows Help Dialog. We will also demonstrate how to navigate and read specific help topic information for your Windows operating system. Currently, my focus is on the desktop in Windows 98, and the only program I have running is JAWS. You can access Windows Help in a couple of different ways. One way is to open the Start menu by pressing the Windows logo key followed by the letter H, and assuming that Help is the only item in your Start menu that begins with the letter H, your computer will launch the Help dialog. Of course, if you have more than one item beginning with the letter H, you'll need to press H until you hear the word Help, and then press Enter to open the Help dialog. The shortcut keystroke to launch Help from the Windows desktop is the function key F1. You'll discover that this is somewhat of a standard keystroke for obtaining help in most applications as well. I'm going to go ahead and press F1 now.
F1. Once you pick a topic and press Enter on it, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. Windows Help Contents page. Review topic. Welcome to Help. 1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
My application focus is in the Windows Help dialog. We're in a tree view, and the selected item within that tree view is a topic called Welcome to Help. JAWS also told us the number of items in this tree view. There are two windows visible on the screen right now. These windows are side by side. The one on the left contains the tree view, which I will refer to as the tree view pane, and the one on the right contains the text of our currently selected topic. And I'll refer to this window as the information pane. We can move between these two windows by simply pressing the function key F6. By now, you will have realized that the Windows Help system looks very much like the JAWS Help system. For all intents and purposes, you are correct. Once we press F6, we'll be able to move about, read, select, and copy text, just as we do in the JAWS Help system. However, it's worth examining some of these screens to get a feel for how help is provided in Windows. Let's press F6 now.
F6, Welcome to Help page has one link. Welcome to Help. Use the Help system to learn more about Windows 98. Find answers to your questions. Browse the online version of the Getting Started book. Connect to the web to get software updates. Troubleshoot your system. Link copyright 1998 Microsoft Corporation. All rights reserved.
Remember that to activate a link that will take you to another topic, you press Enter while you're on that link. I'll press F6 again now to return to the tree view.
F6, tree view, topic, welcome to Help. 1 of 11, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I can either navigate this tree by first letter navigation, or by using the up and down arrow keys. By default, we're placed at the top level in this tree view. I'm going to press the down arrow key one time.
Introducing Windows 98 book closed. 2 of 11.
Now, instead of a topic in our tree view, the currently selected item is actually identified as a book. We learned earlier that books could contain other books or topics. Books are opened by pressing the right arrow and closed by pressing the left arrow. Once open, a book's contents can be reviewed by pressing the up and down arrow keys. I'm going to press down arrow again.
Exploring your computer book closed. 3 of 11.
I'd like to open the book called Exploring Your Computer, so I'm going to press the right arrow key now.
Exploring your computer book open. 5 items.
JAWS tells us that this book is now open and speaks the number of items within it. I'd like to look at the book called Keyboard Shortcuts. I'll press down arrow again.
Level 1. The Windows desktop book closed. 1 of 5.
Note that JAWS tells us that we have moved to a different level on our tree view. If we arrow back up, we would be back at level 0. But now, we are at level 1. I'll press down arrow several times now to get to the book called Keyboard Shortcuts.
Work with Programs book closed. 2 of 5. Files and Folders book closed. 3 of 5. Customize Windows 98 book closed.
4 of 5.
Keyboard shortcuts book closed.
5 of 5.
Here's the book I'm looking for, so now I'll press right arrow to open it.
Keyboard shortcuts book open.
6 items.
Let's press down arrow several times to hear what's in this book.
Level 2, topic for Windows.
1 of 6.
Topic for dialog boxes.
2 of 6.
Let's take a look at this topic by pressing Enter, and then F6 to move to and read that topic.
Enter, topic for dialog boxes.
2 of 6.
F6, using shortcut keys and dialog boxes. Page has 0 links. Using shortcut keys and dialog boxes. Table with 2 columns and 12 rows to press cancel the current task. Escape. Click a button if the current control is a button. Dash or dash select or clear the checkbox if the current control is a checkbox. Dash or dash click the option if the current...
Okay, I stopped speech by pressing the control key. Jaws started reading the screen of information about using shortcut keys and dialog boxes. We've been using dialog boxes for quite a while now, so these keystrokes will already be familiar to you. However, what did Jaws mean when it said table with 2 columns and 12 rows? That's the way Jaws lets you know how the screen was formatted. From this announcement, we immediately know that the screen contains 2 columns of information and that these columns have 12 lines each. Jaws will read across each line from left to right, but we'll put each column's information on a line by itself. So when we hear the word 2, we know that's the column on the left-hand side of the screen. If we arrow down and hear press, we know that this has to be the column on the right-hand side of the screen. And so, when we arrow down yet again, we would hear the left-hand column, cancel the current task, and so on. You can stop the tape now and continue reviewing this information if you like. But I'm going to move on to another topic. I'll press the F6 function key again to move back to the tree view.
F6, tree view, topic for dialog boxes.
2 of 6, to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
Next, I'd like to show how help in Microsoft Windows is connected to help for other programs. At least, it is for programs that Microsoft distributes. I'm going to jump using first letter navigation to a topic called Exploring the Internet. I'll do this by pressing the letter E.
E, level 0, exploring the internet book closed.
4 of 11.
Okay, there it is. I'll press the right arrow to open this book now.
Exploring the internet book open.
2 items.
The topic I want is explore the internet, and I will move to it by pressing down arrow. Once I'm there, I'll open this topic by pressing enter.
Level 1, topic explore the internet.
1 of 2.
Enter, topic explore the internet.
1 of 2.
Now again, to read the topic's information, we need to press the function key F6. I'll do that now.
F6, explore the internet. Explore the Internet. Internet Explorer brings many features to your Windows desktop, colon the ability to browse the web from anywhere on your computer. Web-site channels on your desktop. Subscriptions to your favorite sites. The customizable links toolbar. The Explorer bar. And the content advisor and security zones for browsing the web safely. Safely, period.
Once again, I pressed the control key to silence speech. What we learned by reading this window is that Windows Help is not written with computer users who are blind or visually impaired in mind. For this reason, help will often talk about toolbars, explorer bars, and using the mouse. While Windows Help does contain useful information, just realize that it's typically written in point-and-click terminology, and you will need to learn how to use Windows with the keyboard or, occasionally, with the JAWS cursor. Now I'm going to press the down arrow until I hear a button called Click Here.
Land. Click here button.
Windows presents us with a click here button, but no information is given on what will happen if this button is pressed. As with any other button, this one can be activated by pressing either the spacebar or enter. Let's press down arrow one more time.
To find out more about the Internet Explorer.
Ah, that's what this button does. When pushed, it will give us additional information specific to Internet Explorer. As you learned when exploring JAWS Help, JAWS will put links on lines by themselves, mostly to avoid confusion as to where the link begins and ends. The same approach is used when dealing with buttons and other dialog box controls in help screens or on web pages. Let's press up arrow again and then press Enter on this button.
Click here button. Enter. Microsoft Internet Explorer Help Contents Page 3 View Topic Getting Started with Internet Explorer
1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, level 0.
We have now been placed in a separate help window that deals specifically with Internet Explorer. The other help window has not been closed, however, and we can switch back and forth between the two windows by using the Alt-Tab key combination. Let's press Alt-Tab now.
Alt-Tab, Windows Help, click here button, Contents page, click here button.
Okay, we're back in Windows Help. When you are exploring Windows Help, it pays to be careful since activating links and buttons can, as we saw, take you into entirely different screens. Some help systems will even allow you to run programs which are being discussed. In general, Windows Help can be a useful resource, but no help system can ever answer all of your questions. JAWS gives you the freedom to move through and read these screens, but remember, you will have to translate instructions written for the mouse user into your own keyboard equivalents. That is why understanding keyboard commands for screen reading with JAWS and navigation with the keyboard in general is so important. For now, I'm going to go ahead and press Alt-F4 to close the main Windows Help screen.
Alt-F4, Microsoft Internet Explorer Help Contents Page 3 View Topic Getting Started with Internet Explorer
1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And of course, since we had launched another window, that window is now in focus, so I'll press Alt-F4 to close the Microsoft Internet Explorer help window.
Alt-F4.
That's the end of this session, so what I'm going to do is press the Windows key M to bring my focus back to the desktop.
Left Windows M, desktop, list view, my computer.
1 of 14, to move the items, use the arrow keys.